I would like to share with you about some of our daily issues.
我想跟各位分享一下我们日常的生活中的一些东西。
Have you ever got into a situation that certain thing pop up and you need to deal with it?
你们有没有遇过事情突发事件，然后你就必须要应付这些事情
？Maybe your job got some situation.
也许在工厂工作上出了一些事状况。
Maybe you some new project that you need to apply.
也许有一些计划必须要实行的。
Maybe your kids' school issue.
也许你孩子你的学校的有些问题。
Something from his peers.
哦，也许他同学啊。
Well, maybe you have the relationship issue with your kids.
也许你跟你孩子之间的关系出了一些状况。
Or maybe your health issue.
也许是你本身健康有了问题。
So every day we kind of need to face those issues.
然后每一天我们就是有各式各样的这些问题就出来了。
And then you start to realize that those issues become a long list.
然后慢慢这个名单上的这个突发事件就是越来越多，越来越多，越多了，变成一个很长的一个单子。
It's accumulated there for quite a while and not really resolved.
然后事情越来越多，解决的事情也没有完全解决，所以未解决之事就越来越多。
And you found that you may get stuck.
然后觉得哎呀，我真的是卡在那边，动弹不得了。
Sometimes out of breath.
然后觉得好像呼吸都有些困难。
What are you going to do?
这个时候您会怎么做呢？
If you can handle it.Then you probably would not call for help.
如果是你能够自己能够解决的话，我想你不会去求救吧。
Usually, men with maybe some kind of pride that we will try to exhaust all our capability until then we start to seeking for help.
尤其我们男人就认为是男子汉大丈夫，就是能够解决的就尽量去解决。
I say men means men and women.
表示男人或者女人都是一样的，想办法自己先解决再说。
Today we try to share with you about how Psalm 121 mentioned.
今天我跟大家分享一下我们在诗篇一百二十一篇所讲的。
People got some thought about the author of this psalm.
有人对这个诗篇这首诗篇的作者有一些不同的意见。
One said, "We don't know who is the author."
有人说是无名氏者。
And some said, "Probably is David."
有人说也可能很可能是大卫所写的。
I prefer that is written by David.
那我的意见就是很可能是大卫写的。
David should be very concerned about his long list.
我想大卫王他这个单子有很多让他觉得是寝食难安的事情。
Last week I went back to Arizona.
上个礼拜我回到亚利桑那州。
People thought, good for you, you got a vacation.
有人说哦，回去度假很好啊。
I got a 2 months waiting list I need to tackle.
其实在那边等着我有很多事情我要做的，大概有两个月堆积起来的事情都在那边等着我去做呢。
Because the health called from my wife.
因为我太太就跟我呼救了，救啊，
来呀。Certain issue that she cannot handle.
因为有事情是我的太太没有办法解决，她自己没办法解决的。
I need to maintain my roof.
因为我必须要维修我的屋顶。
Arizona roof, there is we need to put some kind of white coating on the rooftop.
因为在亚利桑那州，因为天气的缘故，所以我们在屋顶上要铺一层白色的东西。
Before the rainy season come.
要在这个雨季之前，我们先要铺好这一层白的东西。
So I use a tiny brush and then put the coat on the roof.
所以我就用一个很小的刷子把这个东西抹在这个屋顶上。
And it took me about three days.
然后就是光做这件事情就已经花了我三天的功夫。
The sunburn made me like a red lobster.
所以我已经晒得好像是已经煮熟的龙虾一样，是不是？
And then also, I got a 1 acre lot. I need to take care of the yard.
另外，我们家大概有差不多有一顷的地吧，然后有这个院子是很需要管理的。
And also inside the house, you know, because I come back, so I volunteer to clean up whatever should be due.
因为家里也很多杂七杂八的，所以我既来之，则助我之。
So it's a long list. Every day I keep myself very, very busy.
所以我几乎每天都是忙个不停的。
And I start to figure out Arizona pace is probably slower, much slower than California.
我认为就是说在亚利桑那州好像大家步骤应该比在加州人稍微慢一些。
So I could imagine that you guys have a list much should be much longer than mine in Arizona.
所以可想各位你们住在加州人这个单子上的事情一定是很多的。
And you may have a lot of pressure of your time.
然后你的压力大概也会不少。
But even though the California list is longer than Arizona, but compared to David's list, I guess you cannot even imagine or compare.
那即使是加州例子要比亚利桑那州的例子要长，但是比起大卫王的例子，那就是小巫见大巫了。
How David handled the business that he need to face.
大卫他是怎么样应对他 这么大大小小的事情呢？
Let's go into the Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. David said, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?
我们看第诗篇第121篇。我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Man has a tendency that try to resolve the issue or the problem as soon as possible because we don't want to wait until it turn out like unmanageable.
所以人的本能就是事情一发生就想要马上给它解决，免得就是日子久的话，这个问题更多。
And we were surrounded by those issues.
然后我们有各样事情的各样的事情围绕着我们。
And sometimes we are so much focused on those issues.
有时候我们就定睛注目在所谓的事情上面。
And we may get lost.
我们就迷失了。
And this is what exactly David wanted to tell us.
所以大卫在这首诗就告诉我们说，你定睛注目在什么上面呢？
If only we focus on whatever happened in our surrounding.We may miss the very important issue.
如果我们日常注重的就是这些大大小小的事情的话，我们很可能就失去一个最大的目标。
David was extremely busy for the whole country. Actually, he wrote this after he became a king.
所以我们知道大卫是他做王了以后写这首诗，那可见呢，他是日理万机的一个人。
But he encouraged us, saying, "You need to lift up your eyes to the hills."
但是他这里告诉我们说，你们要向山举目。
Everyday issue we are focused just around us, so you are looking just nearby and make it like a circle.
所以，我们日常注目就是身边周围的，就是眼皮子底下一些琐碎的事情，就是这么一点小的方寸之地。
And he said, "Stop and look up to the hills. Look up high."
他就说。停下来，你不要光是注目眼下的这一点地方，你应该往上看。
One thing very unique for the psalm is, though psalm is not come out with some theory.
那我们做诗篇这些诗，并不是一些好像是想了很多的一些神学的理论讲出来的东西。
They all came from the real life.
这些诗就是有感而发的写出的诗，是从这个实际的生活中发出来的。
Somehow, like God used those authors' life and ground it into powder, and then made up the psalm.
就好像这些作者他们日常他们经历的东西，神把他们经历的东西把它磨成粉，然后在这个粉里面提炼出来这些诗歌。
So those psalms actually always directly related to their real personal life.
所以这些诗歌你可以看得出来，都跟人的日常生活是。真正的生活是有关系的。
When we read the psalm, we thought wow, it's nice and it's very beautiful.
他们读的时候觉得就是铿锵有力的这个诗歌，觉得读起来非常的美。
And most of the time, we try to read it with a very relaxed mood.
他们读的时候就好像哦，很放轻松，读诗很优美。
As a matter of fact, those authors always, after they experienced the tough time, and then after they got into another level, they start to remember what's going on. So we need to learn how they climb all the way to the top.
是啊，这诗歌都是这些作者他们经过了一些历练之后，很困难的历练以后，从这人生的经验里面淬炼出来的这些诗歌。所以我们要必须要想到他们是怎么能够从那个谷底能够爬到这个上山的。
And David told us, I maybe got stuck for many, many things, but there is a change. That is when I start to look up high, and high, and higher, and higher, and eventually I look up to the maker of heaven and earth.
所以大卫这时候就说，我也许会碰到非常多的困难，也许有时候我就在那边卡在那边了，但是当我记得要往上面看的时候，我就慢慢会越看越高，从看到山一直到看到那个创造者。
And that is his experience.
这就是他亲身的经验。
Have you ever experienced that?
你们有经历过这样的经验吗？
You got stuck.
你好像什么经验给你卡住了。
You find no way to go.
好像是无处可，无路可寻。
And then you start to think about, well, I should look up to the top, to the high.
这个时候你就会想说，我是不是能够往上看呢？
And David started to explain why he encouraged every one of us to look up to the Lord.
接下来大卫就是讲说，为什么我们必须要向山注目，向神看呢？
He tried to explain why I encourage you guys to look up to the Lord.
然后他就告诉各位说，为什么我鼓励大家向山举目，向神看呢？
The first reason is God will not let your foot slip. He who watch over you will not slumber.
第一个理由就是神他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。
Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
That means the reason he asked or he encouraged us to look up to God is because our God, he is always alert.
所以第一个理由就是我们为什么要向神注目呢？因为我们的神是从来不打盹的，不睡觉的。
He is fully awake.
永远是警醒的。
We knew that David was a shepherd.
那我们知道大卫他小年轻的时候曾经做过这个牧羊童。
He was his father's shepherd to look up his father's sheep.
他是帮他爸爸管这个看羊的。
To take care of the sheep, the most important thing is he need to watch over the animals to sheep.
那作为这个牧羊的人，最重要的工作就是要警醒，要看周围有哪些野兽来把这个羊给叼走了或者吃掉了。
During the daytime, it's a little bit easier because you can see very clearly.
那白天就比较容易一点，因为你可以一目望下去，就可以看得很远。
But during nighttime, you need to very, very pay attention to what's going on.
但是晚上的时候，你就必须要非常的警醒。
I got the experience about alert.
那我在这个警醒这上面，我在有些这个有些经验。
I came from Taiwan. There is a requirement for a man if you are over 18 years old, you need to serve in the military.
所以台湾有一个所谓的征兵制是吧？你年满十八岁的男丁都要去当兵。
At that time, I joined the military for 2 years service after I graduate from the school.
那个时候我就去当兵当了两年。
And we were moved to the front island, very close to China.
然后我们就被派驻到这个离大陆很近的一个岛上。
At that time, Taiwan and China was in a hostile situation.
那各位记得那个时候，两岸之间是稍微有些敌意的，不像现在哈。
And because of my age, a little bit older, so they gave me a very high position.
因为我年龄稍微大一点，所以他们就给我让我做一个等于是管理阶级的。
I became like an administrator officer.
是一个行政官。
Even though I got a higher rank, but I need to do one thing. Actually, all the officer doesn't want it.
但是即使我是在一个所谓官位上，但是我还是必须要做一件事情，就是很多人都不想做的。
I need to inspect the seashore guard post or bunker.
所以我必须要在这个海岸的所有的这个站卫兵的站一个去巡逻。
During the evening.
就在半夜天黑的时候，一个个站去巡逻。
And we learned that there's a frogman from the other side will sneak in to the island.
那我们知道对岸有所谓的蛙人，有时候会潜水游到我们这边来。
So we gave the order each bunker, if you have ever heard anything, you shall never ever come out from the bunker. You need to stay there.
所以我们就跟这个站卫兵人说，如果你们听到或者有什么动静的时候，绝对不要跑出来，就是留在这个原位里面，不要出来。
And the only thing they need to do is they already assign a certain angle. All you need to do is just shoot whatever within that angle. Continue to shoot the bullet.
然后你所要做的唯一一件事就是在你所射击范围，每个人都有所谓一个射击范围之内，你就继续不断的发射就好了，开枪就好了。
So they can stay there, but only the officer from the headquarters need to patrol each.Between all the bunkers.
所有的卫兵就是你就是住就是站就是守在你这个卫这个站里面，但是只有这个长官来巡逻的时候才可以这边巡逻。
So actually, we became the most vulnerable body there.
所以这些所谓要在来回走的这个长官，反而变成一个最显著的目标。
We need to get the password or the code before we approach to another bunker.
所以我们必须要谨记着我们的口号，我们的秘密的这个通号。
And we need to respond exactly the code said.
然后就是你们在互相在对话的时候，你这个口令必须要对的，不能有错的。
So I need to bring a pistol and rifle with live ammunition.
所以我必须需要身上就带着枪、步枪跟手枪，还带着子弹。
At that time, I was really concerned about the wind.
那个时候我就是对这个风非常的担心。
Because I need to make sure my voice will not kind of influenced by the wind, so the guard cannot hear my code.
所以必须要看风向从哪里吹，这样的话，免得说这个卫兵听不到我这个口令。
So when I get closer to the bunker, I feel a little bit safer because that is a safe spot.
所以我慢慢接近这个卫兵的站岗的地方的时候，我觉得就是心里就觉得比较安了，因为这是好像比较安全了。
So at that time, I'd be very alert of what the code I spoke from my mouth.
所以我对自己讲这个口令的时候，我是非常非常的谨慎，非常的小心。
And while I walking from one spot to the other one, then my eyes need to be alert on the seashore.
我当我说从一站过去的时候。口令要非常谨慎，然后眼睛要眼观八方的。
So my gun is ready.
然后我的枪就是已经在准备好了。
And aiming at the seashore.
然后就是对准这个海岸线。
If there's a movement, then I need to start to shoot.
如果有任何的风吹草动，任何的动静，我就开始要射击的。
And also the other concern is when I get into the bunker, if the guard was sleeping.Then that will be a big problem.
另一个我所要担心说，我已经到了这个站岗的卫兵站的时候，如果那个卫兵居然在打盹的时候，这个问题可大了。
So on alert, this is a real issue during, especially during the night.
这个在晚上来说是一个非常重大的。
But over here, David told us, our God, He is never slumber or nor sleep.
这里大卫告诉我说，我们的神不打盹也不睡觉。
Why we can live up to him and lift up our eyes to him is because he is always alert.
这也是为什么我们可以一直的定睛在他身上呢？因为他是永不打盹、永不睡觉的。
So we can feel rest.
然后我们就觉得很心安了，因为我们知道他永远是他在非常的警醒。
And the next one try to explain why we need to look up to him is the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night.
另外一个原因是保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇你，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。
Why we need to look up to him? Because he is our shade, or he is our cover.
我们为什么要定睛注目在神的身上呢？因为他是我们的荫庇，他是我们可以荫庇我们的。
If you notice the verse 6 says the sun will not harm you by day, I think we can understand that.
当我们看第六节，我们说白天太阳并不伤你，哎，我们可以了解这种状况。
But how about nor the moon by night?
为什么夜间的月亮也不害你？就稍微要想一下了。
Is it possible the moonlight may harm you?
这个月光会伤人吗？
Can you figure out how the moonlight can harm you?
你们能不能够想出来为什么月光会伤人呢？
This must come in from a soldier.
这个一定是从士兵的。当过兵的人大概有这个经验。
Because if there is any confrontation with your against your enemy, you try to stay between your enemy and the moon or the sun.
如果你跟这个敌人有这个交战的时候，你必须要说你要站在这个站跟敌人要站在这个月光之下的。
In between, you need to in the middle.
你必须要在这个正中间。
Because if you stay in the middle or between, then your enemy cannot see you, but you can see your enemy.
如果你是站在这个月光的中间 ，in the middle, okay, 站在月光的中间的时候，你能够看到敌人，但是敌人看不到你。
And this is very important for a soldier.
对于这个当兵的人，这是非常重要的一件事。
And through David's life, there is a certain duration, he was pursued by King Saul.
那我们知道，在大卫的一生有一段早期，他是被这个扫罗王所追杀的。
He became the most wanted of in the country.
他等于是全国这个第一要犯。
He was running for his life.
永远是在逃命之中。
He knew what the moonlight means to his life.
他知道。晚上月光对他所做的伤害也是很大的。
And his God, just like a shield, cover him.
然后他的这个他的卫兵吗？
上帝。
他的上帝就像这个矛盾一样，把他荫蔽起来。
To cover, that means whatever go against you, the cover, the shield will protect you.
不管是什么任何的伤害，只要有神的这个盾在那边，就可以把你遮蔽起来。
Actually, a human shield sometimes protect you from bullet too.
那我们知道人所造的这个盾呢、就是人肉墙也可以保护你，免于你伤害子弹的伤害。
When we see the eagle coming from the sky, the hen stretched.Its wing to cover or shield the little chicks.
那我们看到，当这个天上的飞鹰冲下来要这个叼这个小鸡的时候，这个母鸡会展开了翅膀来遮蔽它的小鸡。
Once the shield cover the chick, the chicks are all right.
然后只要是在这个母鸡的翅膀之下所荫蔽的、所遮盖的，这小鸡就是安全了。
Because at that time David escaped from King Saul.He can be dead in any moment.
那因为我这时候那个时候 David 大卫正在被扫罗所追杀，所以他在任何时间都会有危险的。
Because the whole country pursue after him.
因为等于是举国上下都在追杀他啊。
So he knew exactly because of God's shield cover me, that's why I still can survive.
所以他深深的能够感受到，因为神的 义护，所以他能够有安全。
There was a large earthquake in China.
哦，中国有一个很大的地震。
And that earthquake turned out that the whole wall fell to a mother.
然后其中有一家的人家的整个墙就倒在这个妈妈的身上。
But the mother carried with the baby.
妈妈就是抱着这个小 baby.
And the mother body was kind of pretty much crushed by that wall.
然后妈妈呢，你看她整个的身体就被这个墙所压碎了。
She used her body as a shield to cover that baby.
所以她就把自己的身体挡住这个墙来保卫这个小 baby.
And she got stuck under the wall.
然后她就被埋在这个墙底下。
So she knew she won't make it.
她知道她这回是存活不了的。
So she kind of bit her own finger and then let the blood come out and then put her finger into the baby's mouth.
所以她就把自己手指咬破了，然后让这个血流到小 baby 的口里。
And that baby sucked the blood. So after 3 days recovery, they found the mother already dead.But the baby still survived.
然后这小 baby 就是靠着这个三天吸吮母亲的血而存活下来，但是母亲的话就已经死去了。
Because mother protect the cover, the shield for the baby.
因为母亲以她的身体来保护这个孩子。
So even that weight of the wall is so heavy, but the mother function like a cushion and protect that baby.
那我们这个墙倒塌了，整个墙的重量都压在他身上，母亲就变成一个小保护小 baby 的一个屏障。
Our Lord is also using His body to shield us.
所以我们的神也是用他的身体来做我们的屏障。
All the wrath from God fell upon Him.
所有一些神的圣怒就落在他的身上。
And His blood covered us.
他的血就遮蔽我们
，so we can survive in front of God，
让我们在神的面前得以存活。
That is why David wants us to look up to him because he is our shield。
这为什么大卫要我们定睛注目在神的身上？因为神是我们的盾牌。
If we want to be protected by the shield, then we shall not keep a long distance from the shield。
如果我们要被神所遮护的话，我们必须要跟神非常的亲近。
That is why we encourage brothers and sisters to get close to our Lord.
也就是为什么鼓励弟兄姐妹们，请大家跟神亲近。
He can cover us.
因为他可以护庇你。
And the third reason why we look up to our Lord, verse 7 says, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life."
那第三个理由就是第七节，耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。
The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
We knew that David later became the king of the country of Israel.
那我们知道 David 在后来的话就成为这个以色列的国王。
As a matter of to become a king is not an easy job at all.
那我们知道当国王的皇帝的不是一件很容易的事情。
And later we knew that his own son rebelled against him and then want to kill him.
那我们知道他自己亲生的儿子亚沙龙居然要追杀他这个做爸爸的，要篡位呀。
And this is a personal experience of David that he has gone through this kind of family turmoil.
所以大卫本身家就经过这种所谓家庭的悲剧啊。
If the enemy coming from outside, sometimes it's easier to handle.
如果是敌人是外侮的话，也许你还能够存活。
But if the enemy coming from inside, that is very tough.
但是如果你敌人是从里面出来，自己家里人的话，那是非常的困难。
And over here, after David experienced that situation, and then he said, "The Lord will watch over your coming and going."
在经过这么大的一个人生的这个经验以后，对大卫王可以在最后讲说：“你出你入。”
You're coming and going, that means wherever.
你出你入就是不管你到什么地方。
And it's also both now and forevermore, that means whenever.
然后从今时直到永远就是任何时刻。
He needs God's protection whenever and wherever.
所以他需要神的保护，在任何时地他都需要神的保护。
And Lord's name also called Emmanuel.
那我们的神的名字也叫做以马内利。
God with us.
就是神与你同在的意思。
So why we need to look up to him is because he is Emmanuel.
所以我们为什么要定睛注目在神的身上？因为他是以马内利，他永远与你同在。
If God is always alert for us,
如果神是一直为了我们而警醒的话。
He is our shield and cover.
他就是我们的屏障。
And he is always with us.
他是随时随地与我们同在。
Why are we so focused on our issue, but instead not to look it up to him?
那我们为什么定睛注目在我们眼下的一些困难的，而不是注目在他呢？
Because we are very busy.
因为我们是非常忙碌的。
But we are not in the right business.
我们的就是这个所从事的东西是不对的。
I mentioned about those a couple of days in Arizona. I was so busy with those schedules.
所以我刚刚也跟各位提到，我在亚利桑那州我要做的事情就是一大串的，就是非常的忙。
One afternoon, I try to wrap up.Whatever we have, I have done, and then I found that I lost my key.
那有一天下午就想把这个收工了，把所有东西都做好了，突然发现，哎，我的钥匙不见了。
I remember vividly, I put my key, the three keys, get into my house, into my own pocket of.
那我明明就记得，我把这个三把钥匙，我是放在我的后面的口袋啊。
Because two keys is for the first door.And for my wife's safety, I install another lock for the second door.
因为两把是进门的钥匙，另外一把是为了保护我太太的安全，我又另外装了一把，所以总共是三把。
And once I found that I lost those keys, I became a little bit panic.
然后当我发现哎找不到钥匙的时候，我就开始有点惊慌了。
Because I need to pick up my wife at the bus stop.
因为我必须要到这个公共车站去接我太太。
And then if my wife didn't bring her own key, then I cannot lock the door.
那如果我太太没有带她自己的钥匙的话，我就没办法锁门了。
So I call her and I ask whether she got the key of the my our doors.
然后我就打电话问我太太，哎，你身上有没有钥匙啊
？So.She said, yeah, I got the key. I said, you need to make sure those three keys, you got it. Because once I lock it, then we cannot come into the house.
Oh, 他就说我跟我太太说你再 check 一下是不是我们那三把钥匙是不是在。如果是这样的话否则我一锁门我们就进不来了。
So I went to pick her up at the bus stop.
So 我就去接我太太。
And while I driving, I started to think about more other issues.
当我在开车的时候，我就开始想一些别的事情。
If the keys got into somebody else, then I need to change the lock.
万一这个钥匙掉在别人的手里，我是不是还要换锁呢
？I don't have much time because I need to come back to Irvine.
呀，这个时候我时间已经很紧迫了，我必须还要去回到这里呀。
And just change one lock probably take at least 4 hours. I need to go to find a lock and then come back and then.So much stuff.
Yeah, 我已经就是马上要走了，然后临时要去换锁的话，要好几个小时啊！我实在是没办法，没时间呐。
That is why I said, sometimes a tiny issue can become a real big problem.
有时候就是亲身经验，就小的问题会变成一个很大的问题。
Then while I drove the car, and I start to think about how could it any possibility that I lost my key.
然后我开始又开始想说，哎呀，怎么可能把这个钥匙给丢了呢
？Then when I got back to the house, I start to search every possible location.
回到家里我开始就是翻天覆地的找啊。
I go up to the roof.
到了屋顶也去找了。
I search every corner of the roof.
然后我这个屋顶的每一个角落我都找了。
I got nothing, so I went to the my yard, one acre lot.
一公顷的地的院子，我在那边地毯式的搜寻。
Just like FBI to try to find evidence.
像 FBI 在那边搜证一样。
And I couldn't find anything.
找不到。
Then I say, oh, I should check my garbage.
Oh, 我顺便查一下我的垃圾桶啊。
So I open every bag and search all the garbage.
然后我就每一个袋子都打开，在那个垃圾里面找。
And later I say, well, I try my best.
然后后来我说精疲力尽，说好了，我已经尽力了啊。
You know what? At that moment, just at that moment, I said, maybe I should kneel down and pray.
在那个最后，我已经尽我的能力所能的做完以后，我突然想说，哎，也许我应该跪下来祷告哦。
And I did. I did kneel down and pray.
那我也的确是跪下来祷告了。
And I need to tell you, this sermon actually given is before my trip. The title.And also the Psalm 121, already given to Hui Hui.
这今天的讲题目还有这个诗经节，在我走之前都已经给慧慧了，是准备好就是要讲这个题目了。
And how I got this is because the very day that two weeks ago, Jennifer called me, when I visit my friend's house.
这因为原因是因为在两个礼拜以前，我们的陈姐妹 Jennifer 打电话给我。
And I sat in front of a table of my friend's house.
那个时候我正好是在一个朋友家里做拜访的时候，接到 Jennifer 的电话。
And Jennifer shared with me during this very uncomfortable chemotherapy time.
然后我们的 Jennifer 姐妹就跟我分享一样，她在做化疗时候一些不太舒服的经验，不是很好的经验。
And she told me that during this uncertainty, God gave her this very song.
就在她觉得这个摇摆不定、很困难的时候，神就给了她这一段经节，这个诗篇。
She said, "My help coming from the Lord."
她说我的帮助从神那里而来的。
And she told me that during this period, she found that nobody, nothing can help her.
她就告诉我，在这个化疗这个经验中经过中，没有任何人能够帮她的忙。
He said nobody. Well, I feel a little bit tough for Quad.
然后她说没有人的时候，我就觉得稍微有点什么意思？
And when she shared with me, I look up the wall. Actually, the Psalm 121 is on the wall.
当她跟我分享这个诗篇第121篇的时候，我一看那个墙，刚好那个墙上挂的那个经句也是这个诗篇121篇。
So you can imagine the whole week, Psalm 121 is all over my mind. I prepare for the sermon.
所以你们可以各位想象，就整个礼拜，我的心就被这个诗篇120篇所充满了。
And when I kneel down to pray, the verse come out three times to me.
所以当我在为这个钥匙找不到而跪下来祷告的时候，这个经句就出现在我心里有三次之多。
I lift up my eyes to the hills.
我要向山举目。
My help come from the Lord.
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Three times.
三次。
You know what? I decided not to buy the lock.
你知道，在当下我就决定我不要去换锁。
I got that confidence and faith.
我就觉得我的信心已经稳固了，我相信神会帮助我，我就决定说我不要去换锁。
Those issues I thought is big is shrinking.
然后在我刚刚已经在那越想觉得问题越头大越多越多的时候，这个问题慢慢现在开始。说
The problem is still there.
问题还在呀。
But inside, it's already calm.
但是在我心里，我就已经开始平静下来。
And this peace I cannot explain, but it's there.
那这个平安，我是心里平安，我是无法形容的。但是我知道有 在我心里。
And then after I got up, I went back to the garbage can.
但我起来以后又回到这个垃圾桶那边去。
I researched the garbage can.
我再一次的大在垃圾桶大搜索。
In the very corner, I found those damn three keys there.
就在那个同样已经找过的垃圾桶的一个角落，我就找到我那个三把钥匙。
Right after my prayer, and I found the key, it's about less than 10 minutes.
当我祷告以后，再到找到这个钥匙的时候，中间就是十分钟而已。
He is alert.
神是警醒的。
He is my cover.
他是我的荫蔽。
And he is with me.
他是与我同在。
My help coming from the Lord.
我的帮助是从神那里来的。
You may run into some situation that I cannot imagine.
那你们各位也遇到一些情况是我无法想象的。
Don't get too much entangled by those issues.
不要让那些事情把你整个人都捆绑起来了。
Try your best. Go to Him as soon as possible.
然后尽快的、尽早的到神那边去。
Oklahoma tornado, it turned out a disaster for certain people.
那这个奥克拉荷马州的这个龙卷风对有些人来是造成非常大的伤害。
A woman after the tornado, he testified.
那有一个女人在这个经过龙卷风以后，她就开始做见证。
He said, "I have lost everything."
她说我失去了所有的。
And after I have lost everything, I found all I got is Jesus.
在我失去了所有一切以后，我发现我唯一还有的就是耶稣。
And when I found that all I got is Jesus, then I start to realize all I need is Jesus only.
然后那个时候，我就马上觉悟到，其实我真正所需要的就是只有耶稣而已。
She's old.
那我们知道这位是一个年长的妇女。
It's very difficult to imagine how she can come back.
对于这样的一个老人家，我们实在很难想象她怎么样能够再这恢复哈，再怎么再重新来过。
But she looked up to the Lord.
但是她就定睛在神的身上。
Because the Lord is always alert.
因为神是随时的警醒。
Because the Lord is her shield.
因为神是她的保障。
And the Lord is with her all the time.
神与她随时随地都与她同在。
Let us receive the wisdom from the Lord. Go to Him as soon as possible.
让我们随时的、尽快的到神那里来汲取神的智慧。
You don't need to follow me to go to the rooftop and go to the yard and search everything until I've exhausted my ability or capacity.
各位不要学我的样哈，爬到屋顶，爬到那个院子里面一顷的地，然后每一个垃圾袋都去搜寻，不必。
Go to him as soon as possible.
马上去寻求神。
Because your help coming from him.
因为你的帮助是从他那里来的。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。